Dawson, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
Good. I want to talk to you about your story regarding the Tea Party, the mysterious Tea Party, as you state in the first sentence of your story. They want to be on the ballot and have candidates for everything on the fall ballot. They're not representatives of all the Tea Parties or the Tea Party Alliance. Tell me what you know about this mysterious Tea Party, as you call it.
Well, we're several months into this story now, and I guess I have to admit a professional failing because I haven't learned nearly as much as perhaps I should, or certainly as I would like to. The leader of the group, the fellow named Mark Stefik from the Saginaw area, agreed to a single interview more than a month ago now, and before that was silent, and since that has been silent, the only public face of the group has been a lawyer from Lansing who has represented them before this state elections panel.
What's interesting about Mark Stefik is you would think that he would try to get as much publicity about who he is, who his Tea Party is, and what they do. It's been thought one of the reasons he's taken a lay-low attitude, if you will, and tried to stay in the background, because many surmise that this is a front for the Democratic Party to try and take votes away from the Republicans. Is that true, do you think?
The suspicions remain very strong in that area. We have circumstantial evidence. The strongest, of course, is this official political director, operations director from the Oakland County Democratic Party, who surfaced when they submitted affidavits of candidacy for people back in July. I think he signed. He was the notary on 12 of the 23 candidates that they submitted for office, and he is a direct link, although he's made himself unavailable, and it's certainly going to remain so for the foreseeable future now, because there's some suspicion that there was some kind of fraud committed with a couple of these affidavits. One of the candidates that was supposed to be running for Oakland County Commission turned out to not live in Michigan. It said and told the clerk's office in Oakland County that he didn't sign the affidavit himself. So there's that link, but the state Democratic Party has maintained throughout that they have no connection, no relationship whatsoever, and that's just a Republican paranoia.
All right, so this case is headed to court after the Michigan State Board of Canvassers was deadlocked 2-2 on whether to allow this Tea Party to have candidates on the ballot. What I find very interesting, and Tim Skubick couldn't answer this, Dawson, I'm not sure anyone can, why in the world is there only four people on the Michigan Board of State Canvassers? Why not five or seven? Just to break deadlocks like this.
Well, it was designed to be a toothless arbiter of political disputes. In the Constitution, and they essentially have the partisan breakdown: two Republicans and two Democrats, and on all of the tough questions, they almost invariably split it 2-2, and the matter just goes to the courts. It's one of those futile efforts to take the politics out of politics that we see in various forms, but it is impossible, and they always on anything at which there's any kind of significant stakes, they always end up deadlocking and going to the court.
All right, this attorney that you were talking about, Mike Hodge, has said that he would file a request with the Michigan Court of Appeals to certify the party and its 23 candidates. Do we know anything about that?
He was also unaccountably unavailable yesterday. in sort of a curious twist to the story, and there have been many of them, the party that actually prevailed, in a sense, at the Board of Canvassers, which is the Tea Party activists that aren't part of this official Tea Party, and Republican candidates who wanted to keep the Tea Party candidates off the ballot. Even though they won at the Board of Canvassers, they filed a lawsuit yesterday to essentially double down on their victory and try to get the courts to side with them. One would expect the Stefik Tea Party to file an action to try and push back from the other direction, but they hadn't done so as of the close of business yesterday, and as I say, the lawyer wasn't available. There was some speculation that perhaps they might be rethinking the whole strategy, because it's kind of with this criminal investigation, the Oakland County clerk turned her findings over to the sheriff's department and the prosecutor, and with the criminal investigation underway, it becomes a little bit more perilous to be playing games if that's what they're doing, and it's I guess it's at least possible that the Stefik Tea Party may decide that they gave it a good try, but it didn't work out.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Dawson Bell from the Detroit Free Press about the Tea Party. And as we head into the Republican convention for the state of Michigan, Tea Parties have just been a thorn in their side, as even their president, Mr. Weiser, isn't an automatic voter in that. The Tea Party has almost taken over that party and has a lot of its members that are going to be voting for candidates.
Absolutely. There isn't any question that whether they're Tea Party activists or re-energized conservatives, the energy of the party has definitely shifted away from the establishment to these more insurgent-type folks. And as you say, Mr. Weiser didn't earn a delegate slot. I'm not sure that he really cared about that all that much, but it certainly shows you that there are going to be some people at this convention over the weekend that want to make themselves heard that perhaps haven't been heard in the past.
And then, Dawson, before we let you go, from what you know, is Representative Brian Calley of Portland going to be Rick Snyder's running mate?
Yes, we got that confirmed yesterday evening. I hope it's in my newspaper today. It wasn't in the edition I receive at home, but I trust it's in there somewhere. I heard from several sources that he was the man, and it appears to be the kind of pick that will be accepted by the convention and forgotten soon thereafter, as almost all lieutenant governor picks are. Yeah.
Is there a deadline, Dawson, as we let you go, that this Tea Party needs to have its business in order to be on the ballot for the fall?
The clerks need to have the ballots finalized by mid-September at the latest. There are some earlier deadlines for various things that are sort of pliable, but it definitely needs to be resolved by the middle of September. And in the past, when we've had disputes of this nature about what's on and what's off of a ballot, the courts have really acted quite expeditiously, and I would expect them to do so in this case as well.
All right, Dawson, thanks so much. Always great to talk with you. You can read Dawson at freep.com. We'll talk with you soon, Dawson.
Thanks, Tony.